Tina begins. Eicha Sefarti, Yerashosai Shlichu. How is it possible that they threw down my Teferis, my glory, my splendor? We read yesterday on Tisha B'Av itself, Parshas Dvarim. There's a certain pasuk that struck me. Read that Nisa Mechorev Venelach, that we traveled in the away from Har Chorev, from Har Sinai, a place of Kedusha. It's called Midbar HaGadol HaNora. Went to a place that was empty, to a desert. That was Gadol HaNora, that was great, that was grand, that was full of Nora, full of fear. And the word Nora struck me as very strange. When I think of the word Nora, I think of how Moshe Rabbeinu describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKel HaGadol HaGibor VaHaNora. There's something, a being that's great, Gadol VaNora. The word Nora means that you're overcome by fear. When you're in the presence of greatness, the presence of the Shekhinah, you're overcome with Nora, fear. Midbar, completely desolate. There's no Shekhinah in the Midbar. There's no Nora in the Midbar. When you think of the word Nora, it comes to mind, I was thinking of the Yaakov Avinu. Vayikat Mishna, so he woke up from his slumber, and then he was aware when he was sleeping. He was in the Makom HaKadosh, Makom HaMikdash. He gets up in the morning, Vayira Vayomer, he was scared, and he said, Manora Hamakom Hazeh. Manora Hamakom Hazeh. That he sensed the Nora from the Makom HaKadusha. Ein Zekim Beis Elokim V'Zeshar Shar Shemayim. The word Nora describes being in the presence of greatness, the presence of the Shekhinah, Kedusha. What does it mean being the Midbar? It's called Midbar Gadol HaNora. A place that's void of anything, Ruchnius Gashmius, it's void of anything, any form of Chias. We said last night in Eicha, V'machashakim Hashiveni, Kimeisei Olam, that we're placed, Kadosh Baruch Hu placed us in the Makom Choshech, a place of darkness, Kimeisei Olam, like the dead. That's the Midbar. Deserted, alone. It's what we feel here in Galus. This Midbar. There's no Nora in Midbar. You don't feel this pachad of Hashem in the Midbar. I was speaking to someone recently who's experiencing terrible nisyonos, which we should never know of. And the heart-wrenching crying on the other end of the phone, how much pain he's going through. He feels so abandoned and alone and forgotten, broken. He says, you can't feel what that pain is like. The nisyonos that this person has, people in this building are going through nisyonos. People you know, which you may not be aware of, have the nisyonos where they feel like they're in a midbar, where they're all by themselves, and there's no Nora when you're in a position like that. There's no sense of pachad of Hashem. It's nothing but loneliness, being broken, abandoned. It's being place of darkness. Like someone who's dead. It's hard for people to understand what these individuals go through unless you're experiencing this or a close friend or family member is experiencing this. So trying to understand what a person like this goes through, where it's just black, just choshech, and just death. And I imagine, like many of you, were probably just as fascinated as I was with the whole story in Thailand, those young boys in the soccer team that were trapped in this cave. And there's so many fascinating parts of the story. So many incredible miracles, every stage of how they lived and how they got them out. What I kept on going back to was what these boys were feeling when they were in that cave. There was no light. Their phones died probably after the first day. So there's no light. It was complete pitch black. Choshech. And these boys that range from 10 to 15 and a 25-year-old counselor, coach. Imagine what these boys were going through. Pitch black. They didn't know what day it was. Imagine how crazy it would go if you didn't know if it was Monday, Tuesday, if it's been there for 3 days, for 3 weeks. They had no idea if anyone was still looking for them. They didn't know if anyone could find them. It was mamish in the chashakim hoshivan kimeisei olam. They were in a place of darkness, just waiting to die. I don't know all the details of how much food and how long it lasted for. If they were able to drink the water that was right there, keeping them stuck in this sloped cave. I kept on thinking what was going on in the minds of these young boys or their parents. It's a place of darkness that people go through all the time as they struggle with nisyonos. So there's a Gemara in Yuma. Rav Masna wanted to know, he was asking Bishu ben Levi, why Anshei Knesset HaGedola? What did he do that was so great that they earned such a title, Anshei Knesset HaGedola? You don't just earn the title Gedola without doing something great. So Bishu ben Levi explained that Akel HaGadol HaGibor VaHanoro, we said in the Pasuk, Moshe describes the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we say in Shemoneh Esrei, Akel HaGadol HaGibor VaHanoro. And Yirmiyahu Navi came along and said, Aye Gvurasav. Where is the Gvur of Hashem? Is it possible that Nachum are busy miraktim in the Heichal, they're dancing in the Heichal, the Makom of Mikdash, and there's, we could say Gibor, we could call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gibor? Where's the Gvura? Non-Jews just dancing, parading on the Har Bayis? So Yirmiyahu deleted the word Gibor. It's Kel HaGadol V'Hanora. Also Daniel comes along. Ayei Nerosav. Where's the Pacha, the fear from Hashem? The Yidden are being mishtabed by the Umos Olam. We're enslaved amongst the non-Jews. And that's Nora, that's fear. That's Pacha. Daniel deleted the word Nora. Hakel HaGadol. That's all we said in Shemoneh Esrei. And also, Anshei Knesset HaGedola, says the Gemara, Adarabba, it's the opposite. You think there's more, or rather there's less Gevura and Nora with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Gullus, in the Choshech, in the caves, in the darkness of people's hearts? Adarabba. There's greater Gevura, there's greater Nora in those places of darkness. You know what Gvur is? A person is able to be Kovish as Yitzro, says the Gemara. He could conquer his struggles every single day. Despite the fact that we're living amongst the Mosa Olam, the fact that we're in Choshech and nothing's going our way, we're in Galus, and we could still overcome, that's Gvura. And they put the word Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor back into play. And what about Nora? no greater knower now than there was in the Beis HaMikdash. Knower means Umale Morasha Kadosh Baruch Hu. Had not been for the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one nation like Am Yisrael could not possibly last over these hundreds of years of persecution. It's impossible that every single generation there's some nation, whether Yishmaelim or Bnei Esav, who want to just destroy us, annihilate us. It doesn't make any sense. It's against the Teva of the world. It's nothing other than Nora, the Mora of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we see even greater now in this Gullus. So what does that mean, that there's greater Nora in Gullus? So Ramchal explains that there are two types of Hagim, or the ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. There's what's called Minhag HaMishpat, and there's Minhag HaYichud. Minhag HaMishpat is running the world al pi teva. A person does a mitzvah, he gets rewarded. A person does an avera, he gets punished. Minhag HaMishpat. Cause and effect. It's consequences to what you do. But then there's something that's higher, which is above the Minhag HaMishpat, which is called Minhag HaYichud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to intervene and says, I don't care about the Minhag HaMishpat. He comes in and says, push away the Minhag HaMishpat. There's a certain goal I want to accomplish in this world that's called Minhag HaYichud. When it came to the Yam Suf, we were trapped between the Yam Suf and the Mitzrayim. And finally, Kadosh Baruch Hu tore open the Yam Suf for us to go through. And we know that the Sar Shel Mitzrayim was complaining, how is it possible that you're doing a nes for the Bnei Yisrael? Halu Ovdi Avodah Zarah, v'halu Ovdi Avodah Zarah. Bnei Yisrael are no more zocha to a geula than the Mitzrayim are. They don't deserve a Kriyas Yam Suf. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't address them, ignored the Sar Shel Mitzrayim, and just opened up the Yam Suf. Yecheskel Levinstein asks, but we have other places where Kadosh Baruch Hu engaged in discussions. Up in Shemayim. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about whether the tzaddikim should die during Korban Beis HaMikdash. And first the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, save the tzaddikim. And the other people up above, the Malachim, says they don't deserve to be saved either. Kadosh Baruch Hu went back and forth debating with them, and he finally gave in. And tzaddikim also got killed in Korban Beis HaMikdash. So how come when it came to Yam Suf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't engage him with this conversation? So Yecheskel Levinstein explains, there's a Minhag HaYichud. Minhag HaMishpat, the way the world runs, Am Yisrael did not deserve Yam Suf, Kriyas Yam Suf at all. Halu Ov Di Avodah Zarah, Halu Ov Di Avodah Zarah. They deserve to be destroyed just like the Mitzrayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I created this world for a purpose. For Am Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, for the Torah. And if they didn't make it, if the Yam Suf didn't split, there wouldn't be an existence of the world. So we have to employ Minhag HaYichud to keep this nation going. And so it is in the Gullus now. It doesn't make any sense that we're still here. Holocaust after Holocaust. Persecution after persecution. And on the individual level, Nisayon after Nisayon, Mesiras Nefesh after Mesiras Nefesh. It doesn't make any sense that we're still here. It's nothing other than the Nora of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means his tremendous commitment to us, that he believes in us. It's the Minhag HaYichud, that he trusts in us, that we're here for a reason, as a nation, as individuals. That's what it means, HaKel HaGadol HaGibor VaNora. That's what it means. It's called Midbar HaGadol HaNora. When we're in this Midbar, when we're in this Gullus, all by ourselves, abandoned, no one cares about us, but we're still here. And if we're still here, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us. And if we're still here, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusts in us. He's dedicated to us. He has faith in us. And that's why they call Yomim Noraim. Because we're after a whole nother year being unfaithful and betraying HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah, we don't deserve to be here anymore sometimes. But the Yom and the Ram, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusts in us, that's why we're still here. Noah reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here even when we feel lost and empty. Shimon Schwab, when he was finishing learning in Europe, he was heading back to America. He went to the Chavetz Chaim to ask for his bracha. The Chavetz Chaim asked Schwab if he was a Kohen. He said, no, I'm not a Kohen. He said, Chaval, you're not a Kohen, because when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we're all going to run to the Beis HaMikdash. There's going to be a certain point where you can't run anymore. I'm going to run past, and all the Kohanim are going to work in the Beis HaMikdash with a tremendous Simcha Gedolim. He said, maybe you're a Levi? He said, no. I'm not a Levi either. Chaval. Chaval, you're not a Levi either. You want to know why I'm a Kohen? And you're not a Kohen or a Levi? Sir, Shimon Schwab says, sure. He was intrigued, wanted to know the answer. 3,000 years ago, Chavetz Chaim explained the Chet HaEgel. So Moshe screamed out, Mila Hashem Eli, who's with me? Who's on my team? Who's on Hashem's team? You know what my Zaidi said? The Chavetz Chaim said, my great-great-grandfather said, I'm with you. I'm on Hashem's team. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dedicated to us. I'm dedicated to Hashem. And my grandfather ran to be on Hashem's side, Moshe's side. Your grandfather wasn't as fast, wasn't as dedicated. But you're going off to a place that's dark, to America. A place of galus, of midbar, void of ruchnis. And you need to say, Mila Hashem Eli. Who's on Hashem's team? You need to show your dedication, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give up on us as a nation, as people. And you have to have that same loyalty to Hashem Yisbarach. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu shows that Minig HaYichud, the Yomim Noraim, that He's always there with us. The Rizal writes, that the, it points out, that the letters Nora, the word Nora, are the same letters as Aron. The Aron that's in the Kodesh Kadashim is the source of all Nora. All that pachad, that ema, comes from the Makom HaMikdash, the Aron. That Aron that Yoshia Melch hid beneath the Harabayis, that's still there. The Nora is still coming out even though it's a Churban. And even though we're in Galus, and Kvei Se Olam, there's that Nora that's being emitted from the Makom HaMikdash, that Aron itself. And what's in that Aron? It's not only the Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu and Luchos Rishonos, which is completely intact, but also the Shivrei Luchos, the broken Luchos. Even from the broken Luchos, there's Nora. Even when you're broken in this Gullus, there's Nora. And that Aron is also each of our own hearts, our own neshamas, that have both times when the luchos or shnios are completely intact and we're feeling confident and proud and strong. And sometimes we feel shivrei luchos, we feel broken and lost and abandoned. But both of those luchos produce this Nora. And sometimes when we're in the darkness, the Nora is even greater because we see the Minig HaYichud. That we're still here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be here. Because He believes in us. Even when we're feeling Kimei Se Olam. And so there's a Medrash of the Baal Tanya elaborated on, describes the loyalty, faithfulness that one has to both HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to one's spouse, to one's family, friends. It story is told of a Jewish woman who was married for many years, but had not had children. Her husband decided, therefore, to divorce her, to get remarried to his oath to have children. So he went to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to ask an etza. And the Rashbi said to him, just as they celebrated the marriage with tremendous simcha, so too they should celebrate the gerushin with simcha. And so the husband prepared a tremendous suda, at the height of which he asked his wife to choose whatever possession she desired, assuring that he would not refuse anything. Pick one thing of mine and it's all yours. And so what did she do? She served him so much wine that he got drunk. And he fell asleep, and she told her servants to take him to her house where she was staying. The following morning, the husband, not yet divorced, when he woke up, he found himself confused, and he saw he was in his wife's house. And he asked her why he had been brought there. He said to her, wasn't it clear that he intended to divorce her? And she responded, didn't you tell me that I could take whatever I wanted? Well, I desired neither gold, nor silver, nor precious gems, nor pearls. All I want is you. You yourself are the sole object of my desire. Complete dedication and loyalty. When the husband heard this, he again became enamored by his wife and took her back. And this merit, there was zochah to have children. Says the Baal Tanya, so too with regards to Avodas Hashem. The loyalty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us as a nation, as we see through the Nora and this darkness, we have to show the same dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says in the Pasuk Til, Mi lo v'shemayim, who's for us in Shemayim? No one other than Hashem. V'imcha lo chafatz tibaretz. And with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want anything other than you here in this world. We don't want the Gan Eden, we don't want Olam Haba, we don't need the gold and silver. All we want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is you. Just you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like you trust in us, we trust in you. And this merit, finish off the Baal Tani, we should be zocha to children. The Ruchnius of children, of Ava and Yiras Hashem. And through this we should be zocha to the Nora, not only the Nora of the Maisa Yichud, the Nora of the Gullus, but the Nora that's so clear, the Nora that Yaakov Avinu experienced, of the Ma Nora Makom Hazeh, Ein Zeh Ki Beis Elokim Vezeh Shaar Shemayim.
Interrupt the test.